Okay, we're about to begin the next topic, and that's the topic of Kriya Shema. So the first question we have to deal with when we talk about the mitzvah Kriya Shema is Kriya Shema mitzvah deraisa, Kriya Shema mitzvah derabanan. Sounds like a very strange question. It seems to be pesuk and chumash that seem to talk about Kriya Shema. What's the shaila with Kriya Shema deraisa derabanan? So the Gemara raises the shaila. The Gemara in the third parak of Maseches Brachos, Daf Chaf Aleph and Aleph, the Gemara actually quotes Machlokes Amoraim, is the recitation of Kriya Shema deraisa derabanan. The Gemara says, my nafkamina sofek. The person doesn't remember whether they said Kriya Shema or not. Are they required to repeat the Kriya Shema? So the Gemara says, Yodah Kriya Shema is deraisa, so then Safik deraisa l'chumra. You would have to repeat the Kriya Shema. Yodah Kriya Shema is only midirabanan, then Safik derabanan kul. You would not have to repeat the Kriya Shema. Alatzad that Kriya Shema is deraisa, so the Gemara applies the principle of speaking deraisa l'chumra. Does that mean it's on a level of deraisa? So Yadua Mefursim, the famous Machlokes we just spoke about in Shir today. Yadua Mefursim, did we talk about it? Did we mention it? Rambam and Rashba? Probably mentioned it yesterday, the day before. The famous Machlokes, the Rambam and the Rashba, about this principle of Sveika deraisa l'chumra that appears in Mishnayos and Gemaras throughout Shas. Is that Gufa a principle deraisa, or is that only a Chumra midrabanan? So the Rambam is a very famous sheet in Hilchos Tumas Meis, and the Rambam writes that all Sveikas are really mutter min haTorah. We have a piece of meat, and I'm not sure whether it's chaz or not. So if I'd ask my Shabbain, he would say, well, I'd eat it. Midaraisa all sveikas a mutter. The principle of sveikas deraisa l'chumra itself is only a chumra midrabanan. And the Rashba disagrees very, very strongly with the Rambam. Many Rishonim disagree with the Rambam, could be most Rishonim disagree with the Rambam, that sveikas deraisa l'chumra is really a bona fide din on a level of deraisa. So no matter how you slice it, whether it's a deraisa or a derabanan, the ma'aseh is a din of sveikas deraisa l'chumra. So there is a Chavetz Das, Malan Sivas, who says that even though there's a machlekes Rambam the Rashba, where the sveikas L'chumra only midrabanan or even on a level of deraisa you have to be machmir. So says the Chavetz Das, that's only true by isurim. But by mitzvos deraisa, everybody agrees, sveika deraisa, l'chumra midrasa. If you're not sure whether you perform the mitzvah or not, so then for sure midrasa you have to do the mitzvah over again. My height should be the opposite. It's counterintuitive. Isurim are more chumra than mitzvos esay. So how could the Chavetz Das claim b'das and Rambam that Safik Chazr is Mutter Ben HaTorah, but Safik of Yitfon HaKosh, that's no good Ben HaTorah. Safik Bas Mechov is also Ben HaTorah, but Safik of Yisuchus HaKosh, that's Yibuchut B'Macham Midaraisa. How does that make any sense? So the Chavetz Das explains that what's the beer in the Rambam? What does the Rambam say that all Sveikas are Mutter Ben HaTorah? The understanding is that the Rambam Shalom talks the Lashon Vaday. When the Torah is written, the Vados, the Torahs are written for people who don't know what they're doing. The Torah is written, gives you clear-cut terms. So when the Torah uses the word chazir, chazir means avade chazir. If I know for a fact that I have a chazir, that's the chazir of a batara. If I have a piece of meat in front of me and I don't know whether it's chazir or not, it's not chazir of a batara. The Rabban Shalom, when he uses a word, he means it with absolute 1,000% certainty. The Rabban Shalom doesn't mean a sveik kap ishmaya. No sveik is in the Rabban Shalom's dictionary. So the word chazir has the connotation of 100% chazir. And if it's anything short than 100% certain chazir, that's not the chazir of a batara. And therefore, minatara, it's mutter to eat it according to the Rambam. But the same is true when it comes to mitzvahs. The Baruch Shalom said you have to put on tefillin. What's being tefillin? Tefillin mean 100% kosher tefillin. If you have a latest suffix, whether you're tefillin or kosher, that's not tefillin or kesubah Torah. So you did not put on tefillin. You may have put on something that may be tefillin, but that's not the tefillin, more Torah. And therefore, midaraisa, you have to put them on again. Let's say the Moshe Kriyishma. The Torah says, if you hold the Kriyishma's deraisa, so you have to do a Kriyishma, b'taras vaday. If you cannot come to the Baruch Shalom with a clear conscience and say, I absolutely with 101% certainty said Kriya Shema, then you did not do Kriya Shema. You did not do your mitzvah deraisa. So even according to the Rambam, who holds that Tzveikas of Isurim is Lekula Min HaTorah, the Rambam would concede that Tzveikas of Mitzvah Zesi would be Lekula Min HaTorah. Very razzle-dazzle, Shtigl Torah, B'das HaRambam. It probably is not so relevant, because at the end of the day, we're not even sure we follow this Rambam. And number two, even according to the Rambam, you still have to be machir, be sveikas, even midrabanan. So when all the dust settles, it doesn't really make much of a difference. Safek kara kriyishma, safek lo kara. If you hold kriyishma's deraisa, then you have to read again. You did deraisa derabanan. If you hold the kriyishma's derabanan, then you don't have to read again.
Would there be a difference between a safek if you did something, or a safek if, like, an item is...
Right, right. So one could, even within the Sivas, one could argue that split. It's possible. I just kind of whitewashed over that split because I don't want to talk about the topic. But you could theoretically split between the two. Right. Anyway, get back to this. So the mice doesn't make much of a difference for us. We're not learning Shesh Mice. It's not learning the Sivas. We're just learning a quick and simple Mishnah Berurah. That's what we're supposed to be learning now, right? Okay, just if the 3 day, if yes, but make sure that's what we're doing. So the din is that if you hold the Kriya Shema's deraisa, you have to read it again, misaf, because derabanan, you don't have to. So the Gemara raised the question, what kind of joke is a Kriya Shema's derabanan? So the Gemara asks this question. The Gemara gives a very vague answer. The Gemara says, no. If you hold that Kriyash was only the Rabbanan, how would the very Torah Ksiv? That Pasuk, B'shav Ukumech, is not referring to Kriyash, but it's referring to learning Torah. What in the world does that mean? So the Tamidi Rabbi Yain explained, we're going to just elaborate a little bit of what they say, but the basic thrust is there. Tamidi Rabbi Yain explained that the Machlekes Amurayim, where the Kriyash was the Raisa, the Rabbanan, is a very limited in scope Machlekes. The Machlekes really runs around the following Nakuda. Every once in a while, the Torah gives us a mitzvah shebedibur, and the Torah does not give us a specific text to use to perform that mitzvah. You have to basically compose your own words, compose your own nusach. So let's say l'moshel, the Rambam has this very, very famous, the Rambam has this in Uchus Tefillah, a very famous Rambam, the beginning of Uchus Tefillah. The Rambam writes that min haTorah, everybody has to daven once a day. That's the law of the B'chol Avachom, the text of Tefillah, the Gemara says explicitly, was only instituted by the Atik Shnes Sekadoyla. So what were they doing for the first 1,000 years or so, from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu until the beginning of Bayi Sheni? The Rambam says everyone was davening. They were davening their own words. Shlomo HaMelech composed the Tefillah, Torah composed the every time the Gemara composed their own Tefillah every day. The Rambam writes, in the beginning of Chos Tefillah, the reason why Chazal, the beginning of Bayi Sheni, did away with that practice, even though that was good min haTorah, is because people didn't know how to compose Tefillahs anymore. Because people went to, the Chayzor had gone to Golos, they forgot how to speak Lashon HaKodesh properly, they were in Bavel for 70 years, they came back to Eretz Yisrael, they could barely fumfka a sentence in half-broken Hebrew, they couldn't express themselves properly, no one knew how to daven anymore, so Chazal figured, you better set up a tefillah, it's going to be Kabul Rabim. So that's the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, that's the Rambam, the first Rambam is the beginning of Chos Tefillah. So you see that according to the Rambam in HaTorah, there's a mitzvah's dibur of the B'chol Avachim. You have to say afterwards, you have to daven to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam every day, but there's no specific text that you have to use. There's a certain theme that it has to have. It has to have the ideas of Shevach, and Bakasha, Hodah, maybe all three of them, maybe one of the three again, if we'll get to those tefillah a couple of weeks from now. So we'll try to elaborate upon what exactly tefillah d'orais is according to the Rambam. But one thing is clear, there is no set text. And the Rambam has almost the identical vort in Hilchos Shabbos, in Perchav Tes Hilchos Shabbos, they have a Kiddush, that there's a mitzvah d'orais of Kiddush. You have to speak about Kiddushas HaShabbos and Shevach HaShabbos. Maybe you have to mention Tzias Mitzrayim, the Gemara seems to say. So there are a few things you have to mention here and there, but there is no set text. How do I know there's no set text? Because the Gemara says the Feirish and the Fifth Parak of Brachas, that Kiddushas V'Avdolos, Anshe Gnes HaGdolos V'Misakin. The Lashon of Kiddush that we say today, the Lashon of Avdol we say today, was instituted in the days of Ezra. So what were they doing from Moshe Rabbeinu to Ezra? How were they making Kiddush? So the answer is, they weren't saying, they weren't singing that song. But every Jew was getting up on Friday night and saying something along the followings. You know, Baruch Hashem, it's Shabbos Kodesh, Zeichot Tzitz Mitzrayim, that's about it, something like that. Maybe a person wanted to be a little bit more elaborate, maybe he said, Vechu, why don't you know, yeah, he's thinking Shabbos Kodesh, like the Rebbe Kivega, there's a famous one from Rebbe Kivega. Rebbe Kivega says, he has a suffix, he can be Yotze Kiddush Deraisa, but just saying Shabbos. He says that because you were mask a Shabbos. He says, just saying Shabbos, he Yotze Kiddush Deraisa. So the Mishabura has a tain against Rebbe Kivega, the two tain against Rebbe Kivega. Number one is that the Rambam's lashon is that you have to mention Kiddush HaShabbos, because it doesn't just say Zochus HaShabbos, it says Zochus HaShabbos to Kat Show, so you have to mention Kiddush HaShabbos. So the Mishabura says if you take a Shabbos Kiddush to somebody, maybe you'd be Yotze Ben HaTorah. Then the Mishabura has another tain against Rebbe Kivega. The Gemara Pesachim says you have to mention it's Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Shas Kiddush. So the only way to really be Yitzia by saying a Shabbos is the new Chumrich to greet everybody Friday with Shabbos Kodesh Zechot Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then you're Yitzia with their eyes. Good. So that's what Shlomo Zalman writes, that I tried to be machped at this last week. I'm not sure what's a Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman writes, when you get into a cab on the Shabbos and the driver's not from, so the first thing you should say to him is Shavuot Tov. Because when he will respond back to Shavuot Tov, so then he's Yotze, his Kiddush, his Avdolah D'Oraisa, and then he's allowed to do Malacha. Because you're not allowed to do Malacha until you do Avdolah D'Oraisa, at least. You know, either Matha Batfila, you know, Kiddush, you need Avdolah Kos to be Matha Rechila, but to be Matha Malacha, you need Avdolah D'Oraisa. So when he just says Shavuot Tov, that's good enough. So I was so excited last week. I had to hop the cab right after Shabbos. I saw the driver. It didn't look so from. I was all excited to say the first words I read, Shavuot Tov. He beat me to the punch. He said, Shavuot Tov! Baruch Hashem. Okay, good. I think I never understood the Rishon Zalman. Because how in the world does Shavuot Tov have anything to do with Kiddush of Shabbos? The Rambam's Lashon is that you have to be Makadish, you have to be Mavdom in a Torah, because by doing so, you have to mention, you're being Makir, the Shabbos is Kaddish. So when we say, Mavdom in Kiddush Lachol, we say, when you say, Bracha Mavdom in Kiddush Lachol, so that's being Maskir, Kiddush of Shabbos, be Yitzhi. But how is saying, have a good week? All that's indicating is that the week is beginning, but that doesn't indicate that Shabbos was a holy day. So you have to, new Chumah, Shavua Tov Acharei Shabbos Kodesh, something like that. You have to, the drivers don't say that, so you have to figure out. So, they should be mezakeh the driver to say Shavuot Tov. Anyway, back to that story. So you see from the Rambam, Hilchos Tefila, the Rambam, Hilchos Kiddush, that there's this concept that Minat Torah, you could have mitzvahs dibur, which has a very, very set, which has no set text whatsoever, and Chacham in the later days instituted a set text. On the other hand, there are other mitzvahs of dibur that have a very, very set text to them, and you, this is not, we're not up for originality and creativity. Let's say the Moshel Brichas Kohanim. Imagine Kohen's going to get up to give a bracha, and he say, "I don't want to say the words that appear in the Chumash. I want to use my own. Text." So you're not allowed to do that. You have to say Vrach Shemesh Recha. Let's say at a chalitza. So the man, the woman, going to say, "It's Kochi Asel Ish Shaliv." It's a little too rough. We'll get the basic theme across without such stark lashonis. So that's ridiculous. Of course, that's not acceptable. Because here the Torah says that you have to say dafka these words. You have sometimes you have an additional din. Sometimes there's a din you have to say a specific text, and the specific text has to be said b'loshon hakodesh. And sometimes there's a din you have to say a specific text that need not be said b'loshon hakodesh. So it happens to be that Birchas Kohanim is one of those things that has to be said even b'loshon hakodesh. Well, let's say Parshas Chalitza has to be not just the text, it has to be said b'loshon hakodesh. That's already a secondary din. That's the sugyas in the Enemas HaSaita. But it's clear within Mitzvah Shebedibor, there are some that do not have a set text, and some do have a set text, Midaraisa. So the Rabbi Yoin explains, that's the Makudas HaMachloikis HaMaroim, what's going on in terms of the Mitzvah Meshach Chof Kumecha. Everybody agrees that the Torah says that you have to say v'tibart abom b'shach bov kumecha. It is impossible to interpret the pasuk any other way. Everyone agrees there's a din of a dibur b'shach bov kumecha. What is not clear though is that why does that dibur have to be dafka the psukim kriyashma? V'shteit that's be the parasha kriyashma. So that was the machlekes amarayim. So one amir said, you know why it has to be kriyashma? Because what does v'tibart abom mean? Bam means these words. These words in these few psukim. So, in order to fulfill the debarta of b'shach of kamecha, you have to say dafka these words. So, basically, kriyashma falls into the category of something that has a set text to it. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean it has to be the lashon hakodesh. That's a machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanan. In order to require lashon hakodesh, that's an additional level. That needs a special pasuk because kohanim has a special pasuk and chalitza has a special pasuk. Kriyashma is machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Beginning of the second paragraph of brachas, is there a special pasuk for hayu to teach me that kriyashma has to be dafka lashon hakodesh? We pasuk no. We pasuk say kriyashma in English also. So. According to one opinion in the Gemara, Kriyashma is one of those mitzvahs. It's like Chalitza, it's like Birchas Kohanim, it's like Vidimais, it's those kinds of mitzvahs that have very, very unique text to it. It has to be dafka these words. The other day it says, no, it doesn't have to be these words. What does it have to be? Divrei Torah. Hahu b'divrei Torah tziv. Doesn't mean these words literally in the words in these three lines in the Sefer Torah. It means the words of the Rebbeinu Shlom have to be al levavecha, and you have to talk about them every morning and every night. So every person at some point, bizman shchiva, and some point bizman kima, has to open up a chumash and say something. So you have, let's say a person, minat Torah decides he wants to read Breishis Bolokim. He wants to read his b'mitzvah pash. He wants to sing Matov Olach Yaakov. He wants to read Vizayis Abracha. So he's yotze, the mitzvah d'arayis, so v'dibayta, but b'shach bov kumecha. Then, mid the Rabbanon, according to one opinion, mid the Rabbanon, they're misakin. No, we're going to be misakin a text. What's the text we're going to be misakin? What a beautiful text. Shema Yisrael, Shema Kesh Shema. Let's be misakin the words of the Shema, because that's all you said in Samuna. So it's wonderful, beautiful psukim. So instead of leaving it up to each individual, one guy is going to read Achas Lo Tantipa, one guy is going to read Birchas Yaakov, one guy is going to read Aser Sanibris, one guy is going to read Hazinu. So let's, what?
Zerubbishela,
whatever Pasuk speaks to you, whatever Pasuk you're excited about, so you're going to read that Pasuk. No, let's make everyone read the same thing. It's going to be such a silly shul. Imagine, we get to one guy's going to be screaming at Aser Sanibris, one guy's going to be a Breish Berlakim, they're never going to know, not going to get to the same point to the same. So Chazal said it makes much more sense. It's going to be a hot sitter to print. Each person insert your own parasha. So Chazam, everyone just said the same. So good. But at the end of the day, what mitzvah are you fulfilling? You're fulfilling the mitzvah of the Dibar Tabam, which is the mitzvah of the Raisel Chodes. So when all the dust settles, of course everyone agrees when you say Kriyashma Yibin Yaitse Mitzvah Derais. That's not the suffix. The Shaila is, the Machlaikis Amorim is Kriyashma Derais mean, you have to say Mamish these words Deraisa? What's Kriyashma Derais mean? In theory, Minat Torah, you can say whatever you want, and now with Derabon, you have to say Dafka these. So Chaps and Afkamina. Let's say a fellow doesn't remember, did I say these words in Shema Yisrael or not? So if you hold that Kriyashma is Deraisa, that means this text is Deraisa, you better go back to your sitter and say Shema Yisrael again. If you hold that Kriyashma is not Deraisa, so I'm not sure whether I said Shema or not. So you're not learning anything else tonight. So your mama said it tonight also. So your mama said you fulfill the mitzvah of Dibar Tabam. You answer the Dibar Tabam without the Divrei Torah. Eli, you're not sure whether you said the words of Shema Yisrael? That's not a midrabanan anyway. I'll say never subject to Rabban Makula. That's how Rabbi Yonah teaches up to Machlokes. How do we paskin lahalocha? So most of the Rishonim assume that Krishma is derais, mamash mamash derais. Tosfos quotes in a few places Rabbi Natam who said that Krishma is derabanan. But Rubin the Rishonim, Shechonach, we paskin unequivocally Krishma is deraisa. We paskin the chumr the version, namely that not only is something deraisa, this is deraisa. Krishma guf is deraisa. This is closer to the model of Birchas Kohanim than it is to the model of tefillah and kiddush. But just because it's closer to the Mal of Birchas Kohanim and Chalitza doesn't mean it needs Lashon HaKodesh. That's an additional Chalitza. We have to pass it doesn't need Lashon HaKodesh. So, Rubin, Risham, we pass it in Alocha, Kriya Shema, is Derais, Pshuto Kim
Hashem. Does this fit in with the Machlokes that we talked about before, let's say about using Abba Rabba as the Birchas of Torah, this is only on the side of the Durabanan, that it's...
Right. It could possibly touch on that, right. It could be related to that, right. So back to that story. So we who pass in Krishma is deraisa, but the Bar Tabam is literally these psukim. Now the further question becomes, well, which psukim? How much of Krishma is really deraisa? So here you have an array of opinions, four different possibilities appear as to what exactly, assuming that it's deraisa, which part of the three parshas is deraisa. So there are many, many Rishonim who have the opinion that only the first pasuk is deraisa, just Shema Yisrael itself. How do you know, my high, what led those Rishonim to say that? Because we'll talk about this hopefully later on. We talk about the din of Kavan and Kriya Shema. It's clear from the Gemara that the Ika Kavan of Kriya Shema we pass is for the first pasuk. And again, we'll talk about that later, what exactly that means. So whereas the rest of the Kriya Shema, the guy's half asleep, it's okay. The first pasuk, he has the mamash pay attention to every word. He's not concentrating on what he's saying, so he's not really yaitzeh the mitzvah properly. So, my high manishtan, the first pasuk from the rest of the Kriya Shema. So many Rishonim say, I'll tell you what the manishtan is, the big difference. The first pasuk deraisa, everything else is on the midrabanan. So according to many Rishonim, even al atzad, the chumadika version that we passed in Krishma's deraisa, it only means the first pasuk. And it doesn't mean Baruch Shem is like, I'm a midrabanan. It doesn't even appear in the chumash altogether. That's for sure on the midrabanan. So that's one view. Then there's another possibility that maybe the entire first parsha is deraisa. What would lead us to believe the first parsha is deraisa? Because the phrase v'dibarta bam means you have to speak this unit. Well, which is this unit? So the Torah comes in units of psukhas and stumas. So the Torah unit is the unit of this particular series of psukim. So these psukim from Shema Yisrael to the end of Chassav Nuzim Zechvashrech is a unit. And I'll say Nema Batarach v'dibarta bam b'shach chof kumecha. That's what some Rishonim seem to hold. Then there are other Rishonim who say, well, wait a second. Why are you limiting yourselves only to the first parsha? It says in the second parsha also, v'dabra bam b'shach chof kumecha. So the other group of Rishonim would respond, no, that's for sure the very Torah. It doesn't say v'dibarta bam b'shav chumecha. That means teach your children Torah, they should sit and learn Torah all yom v'layla. That's for sure not talking about Kriya Shema. And the other Rishonim say, no, that's also b'shav chumecha, that's also zenema Kriya Shema. So we already have three different possibilities. What is the deraisa? Assuming there's a deraisa. So far we have four possibilities on the table. One is that there's no text deraisa altogether. One is there's a text deraisa, but it's sufficient with the first pasuk. The other opinion is that there's a text deraisa, but you need the whole first parasha. And the third possibility is that you need a text, and the text includes both parashas with deraisa. The one thing that seems to be absolutely not even on the radar screen is for anybody to assume that the third parasha is deraisa. How in the world could the third parasha be deraisa? It doesn't say anywhere near the third parasha. Anything about the divine tabam shalom kumecha. So what's mehechates have to say the third parasha? And forget the Gemara's beferish and brachas that the reason why we say the third parsha is because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara even raises the possibility maybe we should say a different parsha. Who says we have to say dafka this parsha? Why don't we read another pasuk which has to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the Gemara says, well, it's nice to throw this one in for good luck because there's titzis in there also. So why not? You know, it's got a lot of other nice things in there also. But the ikaron, the basic thrust of the third parsha is to fulfill the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what does that have to do with Kriya Shema? So the parsha dvarim is that the third parsha of Kriya Shema is not on the radar screen to be a deraisa in terms of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Maybe it's deraisa for other reasons, but it's not part of Kriya Shema. Until you open up the Rambam, the beginning of it was Kriya Shema, when the Rambam has a famous formulation about the mitzvah deraisa of Kriya Shema, the Rambam writes that Kriya Shema is deraisa, the Rambam assuming the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is deraisa, the Rambam paskins, and then the Rambam defines for you what Kriya Shema is. Well, Kriya is gimel parshas elu zui Kriya Shema. So after the Rambam just told you a second earlier that the mitzvah is deraisa to say Kriya Shema b'shach of kumecha, then the Rambam turns around and says, oh, by the way, you want to must mean Kriya Shema. What is Kriya Shema? Kriya Shema is Kriya's gimel parshas elu. So it's a pella. What do you mean Kriya's gimel parshas elu? At best, Kriya's base parshas elu. That even that was a stretch. Maybe one pasuk, maybe one parsha, two parshas maximum, three parshas. How in the world can the Rambam qualify them and describe the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, including the third parsha? What does the third parsha have to do with Kriya Shema on the level of deraisa? So to make matters even more complicated for the Rambam is that the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is clearly a mitzvah, there's no question, you have a chur to mask it to Mitzrayim by Yom of Alayla, it's not like that Torah about Alayla, we pass it maybe Yom of Alayla. And the Rambam quotes that din. The Rambam says, Befeirush, in the beginning of Hilchos Kriyas Shma, the Rambam writes, that was given to Yetzias by Yom of Alayla, that's for sure, everyone agrees to that din. Nevertheless, the Rambam, for some strange reason, doesn't count it as one of the Tayyak mitzvahs. Even though it's clearly the Dafma Apostle, it's Machlekes Atanon, what the source of this mitzvah is. The Mishnah in Baruch is the end of the first parak, the source that we're familiar with from the Haggadah, so the Apostle that told us about this goes, Yom Tzeris Chomer, Tzrayim Koy Mecha. But the Mechilta that Rashi calls the Pashas Bo says that the source is Zohar, Sayom Azesh, Tzas the Mitzvah, and the Apostle Pashas Bo. So it's Machlekes Atanon, which pasuk is the source of this mitzvah. But everybody agrees there's a mitzvah derais and a mention is ran by Yom, and then the Tanoim and Machlokes is what about Balayla, and that even we pask it in Balayla is a mitzvah. So the Rambam writes this as a mitzvah, they mechuyf to mention this with Rambam Yom Balayla min HaTorah, but the Rambam doesn't count it as a separate mitzvah, which is startling. So we have two startling statements about the Rambam giving Hilchos Kriyas Shma. Number one, he includes the third parasha as part of Kriyas Shma, which doesn't seem to belong as part of Kriyas Shma min HaTorah. And number two, the Rambam somehow deleted off the list of 613. The mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Kushachas Mitzvahs B'Charvatas, the famous word for Reb Chaim, that the Reb Chaim explained that the answer to both of these questions is really one and the same. So Reb Chaim explained that one could raise a fundamental question: what the relationship between the mitzvah of Kriyishma, Shakov Kamecha, is, and the mitzvah of Leman Tizkor, Zochash, whatever you think the Mokov for Yetzias Mitzrayim day and night is. So one could understand these are two totally separate mitzvahs. Just coincidentally, that every day the Rebbe Moshe wants you to say Kriyishma, and every night he wants to say Kriyishma, and every morning he wants you to say Yetzias Mitzrayim, and every night you have to say Yetzias Mitzrayim. There are just two different mitzvahs that happen to coincidentally apply at the same zmanim, and we put them nicely in the siddur next to each other because it's just convenient to remember to say one right after the other. But the two mitzvahs are not really linked to one another; they're really two separate and distinct mitzvahs. Or no, there may be. The mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim is not really an independent mitzvah. There is no mitzvah b'fnei atzma to be zeich Yetzias Mitzrayim. The mitzvah is Kriyishma. What is Kriyishma? Kriyishma is kaval samachu shemayim. Kriyishma is different from other mitzvahs shebedibur. Other mitzvahs shebedibur, if I'm making kiddush and not particularly paying attention to what I'm saying, it doesn't really make much of a difference. I mean, it's not nice in hashkafas atayra to do mitzvahs and not pay attention, but push comes to shove, I'm yaitzei the mitzvah. If I bench and my head is somewhere else, I'm still yaitzei the mitzvah. Kriyishma, if I say Kriyishma, my head is somewhere else, I'm not yaitzei. If I say the first pasuk, I'm not even concentrating what the words mean, I'm not thinking about the kolos v'shemayim, I'm not yaitzei even b'diavad. Why is that so? Why is that true? So the answer is because Kriyishma, although it's a mitzvah shebedibur, but it's much more than that. It's a mitzvah shebedibur that's supposed to reflect a kabbalah shebelev. You have some mitzvahs like that. It's the mashal tshuva. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva that tshuva starts out as a mitzvah shebelev. You have to think about all these things. You have to feel all these charatas and kabbalas, etc. And then the chiyuv haTorah is to express all that bepeh, using words. That's the mitzvah vidui. So if a person just says the vidui and is not paying attention to what he's saying, so that's not the mitzvah tshuva. Vidui is not like benching. It's not like kish. It's not like other mitzvah shebedibur. It's an expression of a kabbalah of something. So Kriyishma is also, the Gemara is from Sukkah, you need kavana b'kriyishma above and beyond the dinim of kavana by other mitzvahs, because Kriyishma is not just a mitzvah shebedibur. It's a mitzvah shebedibur that's an expression of a kabbalah shebelev. So the real essence of the mitzvah of Kriyishma is kabbalah samachu shemayim. That's clearly what the mitzvah is. So that's what the Rambam understood, that when the Torah tells us every day to say Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's not just coincidentally about to say Kriyishma and then an hour later come back and say Yetzias Mitzrayim. No. Yetzias Mitzrayim is a chelik of Kriyishma. That is part of Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim. It is inconceivable to say Shema Yisrael without saying Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why is that so inconceivable? So Api Halacha / Hashkafa is probably based on the idea that Rabbi the Levi and the Kuzari develops at great length, that ultimately our Amunah v'Hashem emanates from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because at the end of the day, nobody saw Bria Soilam. So we believe in Bria Soilam, but the seeing is believing. What enables us to believe in Bria Soilam is the fact that we saw Yetzias Mitzrayim. Once we saw Yetzias Mitzrayim, then we chap. Oh, the Rebbe Shalom did all these nisim, he splits the sea, and he has matkas and everything. He does all these nisim and flows. There's only one way to explain that. He must be the Bari Shema Yavaretz. Because if you're not the Bari Shema Yavaretz, then you can't change the rules of Teva. You didn't create the rules of Teva. So Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Hochocha Gemura that the Rebbe Shalom exists. That's Bamish Pasha Pshan Poska. Necha Shem Akech Shetzich Vizem Mitzrayim. The Rambam quotes, that's the Mitzvah Amunah. The Mitzvah Amunah, the Rambam counted as one of the Tag Mitzvahs, is not formulated in terms of Necha Shem Akech Shebaras Shemayim Varetz. Necha Shem Akech, the Mitzvah Amunah is formulated around Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that's the proof positive that the Baruch Shem is the Baruch Shemayim Varetz. So according to the Rambam, the Mitzvah of Kriyishma has to include Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Yetzias Mitzrayim is what gives us the right, so to speak, to say Kriya Shema. A guy gets up to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokei Hashem, somebody taps on the shoulder and says, Menani Mili, how do you know the Ribbono Shel Olam exists? So the, wait till I get to the end of Kriya Shema, Hashem Elokeichem Shatzei Yisrael, oh, that's the right, that's the proof positive. So Yetzias Mitzrayim is not a separate kiyum, it's he part of Kriya Shema. Therefore, everything reads beautifully, says Reb Chaim. That's why the Rambam did not quote it as a separate mitzvah, because the Rambam Sefer Mitzvah tells you that he doesn't quote parts of mitzvahs. Let's say when you bring a korban oilah, so he doesn't quote the shechting, the kabbalah, the halacha, he doesn't quote 15 different components. He quotes the basic mitzvah. So the mitzvah is kabbalah samach shemayim, which includes, as one of the components of kabbalah samach shemayim, is the recitation of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that explains why when the Rambam introduces Kriya Shema, umahi Kriya Shema, gimu kriyas parashas elu, hihi Kriya Shema. The third parasha of Vayomer is necessary because without the Vayomer, then you didn't say Yetzias Mitzrayim. Without Yetzias Mitzrayim, you didn't complete the picture of Kriya Shema on the level of Deraisa. So according to the Rambam, the third parasha, although it's not Kriya Shema per se, it is Kriya Shema per se. It becomes elevated to become mamish part of Kriya Shema proper. That's a famous bia from Reb Chaim. So that opens up a whole new world as to the relationship between the mitzvah of Kriya Shema and Yetzias Mitzrayim, that it's really one and the same. So this Reb Chaim is in direct contrast to another approach that's taken by the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh has a whole Shekhul Torah explaining why the two different mitzvahs. Shagas Aryeh lived 100 years before Reb Chaim was born. Shagas Aryeh had a mindset that it's Belishim Sofek, these are two legamri different mitzvahs, and he shows you nafkaminas between them, and there's the whole thrust of the Shagas Aryeh. Reb Chaim will disagree with Mitchil V'Yatzoif, at least B'dasa Ramam. So we'll talk about that a little bit next week, about what the other side of the picture is, what the Shagas Aryeh's version of the relationship with Lachter Rav is. But again, this Rambam with Reb Chaim sets the stage for, in a sense, the fourth shita of what Kriya Shema D'Oraisa is. So we really have five different approaches what Kriya Shema D'Oraisa is. According to the view that Kriya Shema is the Rabbanan, that means there is no text at all in the Torah, and just you pick whatever psukim meet your fancy and just say them and have a good time. Everyone says their own. Kiddush like Tefillah, that's the first view. Second view is, yeah, there is a text D'Oraisa, but it's very limited, just the first pasuk. The other view is that it's D'Oraisa, but a little bit less limited, the whole parasha. The fourth view is that it's a little bit more expensive. It's D'Oraisa, it includes at least the first two parashas, because at least it has Reshach HaKumech on both of them. And you have the fifth possibility with the Rambam, based on Chaim, that it even includes the third parasha, because the third parasha has that critical component of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which Kriya Shema D'Oraisa cannot exist without that component as well. From Mitzvah Shema, next week we'll try to fill out a little bit more about Kriya Shema D'Oraisa and move on to next things about the Kriya Shema.
Thank you. Friday night, he said, "My words to you."